The Gemara Menachos and Daf Samach Vav regarding the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer tells us that perhaps one would have thought that the Omer should be brought and then you begin counting. The Gemara tells us this cannot be because Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tihyena, that the counting of the days of the Omer have to be complete. The day has to be counted in its entirety, and therefore the Sfiras Omer is Balayla. Tosus, that Sugya Menachos Samach Vav, goes a step further, that argues that not really Balayla, but Betchilas Halayla. One should count at the earliest possible time at the night, because if several hours are going to pass, and you're only going to count later, so therefore you're lacking the totality of Tmimos Tihyena. And then Tosus continues and quotes the Shita of Halachos Gedolos, that states a very great Kiddush, that there's another dimension, there's another element of Tmimos Tihyena as well. And that is the question of Hifsik Yom Echad V'lo Sofar. What happens if a person misses a day of counting the Omer? Maybe one would have thought that each day is considered to be independent. When it comes, for example, to Ner Chanukah, obviously, if a person doesn't light a given night, we would argue that yes, you missed that mitzvah, but continue to light for the duration of the days of Chanukah, but not true when it comes to Sfiras Omer. Once you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count. And the Bali HaTosus, right, do not agree with the Shita of Halachos Gedolos. What is driving the Bahag, Tosus says, is Mishum Debaya Tmimos, and that means that holistically, that one has to connect the days of Pesach to Shavuos, that chain is only as strong as its weakest link, and therefore if you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count. What exactly, though, underlies this chiddush of the Bahag? So if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Vav, the Sefer HaChinuch cites this sheet of Halachos Gedolos and explains as follows, because the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is not independent, each day is not considered to be its own mitzvah, but rather mitzvah achasein. All the days are simply a single mitzvah. There are many different elements, many different components, but it's one mitzvah to bridge the gap between Pesach and Shavuos, and therefore, if you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count. That's not explicit in Halachos Gedolos, but that is the Sefer HaChinuch's biur of Halachos Gedolos, that the entire Sfiras Somer is considered to be a single mitzvah. If you look, for example, in the Chidah, the Sefer of the Chidah of Mora Be'etzva, in Simin Zayin, Os Resh Yud Zayin, there the Chidah writes the following. That would mean, according to Halachos Gedolos, if you miss a day, it's not just simply that, you know what, you can no longer continue to count in the future, but what happens with all the days that you counted? If it's really one mitzvah, and each and every day is just chelek, mechelekei ha-mitzvah, so it turns out that l'mafreya, every bracha that you recited up until now is considered to be a bracha levatala. That's what the Chidah writes, according to the view of Halachos Gedolos. And as such, the Chidah writes a person should be very careful, set up reminders, set up the system, make sure yaseh simanim, shlo yishkach laila, because typically speaking, you don't perform a mitzvah, that affects that mitzvah, but recognize that, you know, you missed the 40th night of the Omer, so imagine that every bracha that you recited up until when is considered to be a bracha levatala, no doubt b'shogeg, but nonetheless, a bracha levatala that the Rambam implies is forbidden min ha-Torah. So that's something which is striking. You know, perhaps you get that impression from the Mishnah Berurah as well, because the Mishnah Berurah in Taf Pei Tes, in Sifkot and Gimel, discusses what exactly women should do when it comes to Sfiras Omer. It is a machlokes whether women are obligated in Sfiras HaOmer. Poshub Shat Nad, as the Rambam writes, because of the classic example of a mitzvah sasei, Shahazman Grama. The Ramban in Kedushin, and that's Sugya Daf Lamed Aleph, when he lists mitzvos that women are obligated in, our nusach of the Ramban includes Sfiras HaOmer, a striking chiddush. And even if women are exempt from Sfiras HaOmer, but you know, nonetheless, that women typically perform mitzvos as eino mitzuva v'oseh. So here the Mishnah Berurah writes that should women recite a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that here not, because vaday yitu biyom echad. Because after all that, are they really going to make it through the entire Sfiras HaOmer? The language that the Mishnah Berurah writes is vaday yitu biyom echad, that they're going to miss a given day, and therefore a bracha should not be recited. What exactly does the Mishnah Berurah mean? So just looking at that Mishnah Berurah on its face, in Taf Pei Tes Sifkat and Gimel, it would sound like the Chidah. And that is, you're going to go ahead and to miss a day. Okay, so you miss a day, no longer continue to count. But why does that mean that you shouldn't begin counting? Begin counting with a bracha. So maybe Posh Rav Shah Mishnah Berurah is that problem, that missing a day is not only a problem for the future, but it's a problem for all the days that will be counted. So if someone is obligated in the mitzvah, this is what they must do. And as the Chidah writes, be incredibly careful. But if you're not obligated in the mitzvah, and there is that significant risk that, you know, if you miss a day, it's going to impact so negatively on all the nights that you counted. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah here suggests different practices, la halacha, that here women should count, but count without a bracha. I would just tell you the following ha'ara. You look in Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is citing the sheet of the Shulchan Shlomo, that writes this. This Shulchan Shlomo was found in Taf Pei Tes in Sif Gimel. And when you look in the Shulchan Shlomo adds three words that changes everything entirely. There the Shulchan Shlomo writes that, you know what, when women count, al kol panim layavarchu, they shouldn't recite a bracha, because vadu yitu biyomecha, because you know they're going to miss a day. And then the Shulchan Shlomo writes the following, Velo Yodin Hadin. And they're not aware of the halacha. They're not, what does that mean? Mishnah Berurah omits those three words. But the Shulchan Shlomo writes, Velo Yodin Hadin. They're unaware of the halacha. You know what Pashup Shat and Shulchan Shlomo is? They're unaware of the halacha that if you miss a day, you no longer continue to count with a bracha. They're going to miss a day, and then the next night, they're going to recite a bracha. That's the problem the Shulchan Shlomo is concerned about, that they will continue to count with a bracha. And if you look in Shulchan Shlomo, I'll tell you, then it sounds the exact opposite. What do you need Shul Yodin Hadin? Well, what about all the nights that were counted up until now? Apparently, according to Shulchan Shlomo, that's not a problem whatsoever, because it is not considered to be a bracha levatala lemafreya for all the nights that you counted. Missing a single night according to halachos gedolos is a problem for the future, but it's not considered to be a problem which is mahaba. So when you look at those three words in the Shulchan Shlomo, I'll tell you it's stunning, that lo yodin hadin means they're not going to be aware of what? They're not going to be aware that you no longer continue to count with a bracha. This is a pretty fundamental focus. Is there any problem retroactively if a person misses a day of Sfira Sa'omen? If you look in the Halicha Shlomo of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, there he discusses the following, that if a person is in a situation where he anticipates that there's going to be an onus, a person, for example, is undergoing a medical procedure that he knows now that he's not going to be able to make it through the Yemei Hasfira. Is there any reason that, you know, we should argue that don't begin counting with a bracha, knowing that it's going to be interrupted? And there Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in the Moadei Hashan and Perek Yir Aleph of Halicha Shlomo that no, one should continue and even begin counting with a bracha. And if it's interrupted, it's interrupted. But there's no reason not to begin, even if one anticipates that would be the case.
No.
And even adds as well that even if a person is undergoing a procedure, you know, there are so many moving parts, things indeed could change. And therefore his chiddush that one should begin with counting with the bracha as well. We're going to discuss the Minchas Chinuch regarding a katan. But would anyone argue, even if you assume that a katan, once he becomes bar mitzvah, cannot continue to count? Because after all, that everything that he counted up until now doesn't count because he was not obligated in the mitzvah, even if one should adopt that shita, that we typically don't. We usually assume that if a katan counted as a katan, and all of a sudden becomes a gadol, he can continue and count after his bar mitzvah. But let's assume one would disagree. This is several deyos in Achronim. The Birkei Yosef has a lengthy diyun, and others that maybe one could argue what the katan did up until now does not register, and therefore from his bar mitzvah on he should not. But would that mean that he shouldn't even begin counting as a katan, because that's considered to be a bracha levatala, and we're not going to be machanech a katan in the bracha levatala? Here Shlomo Zalman writes as well that no, he doesn't think indeed that is considered to be the case. But we'll have to see why. After all, if indeed the Bahag writes, when you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count, so anticipating that you're going to be missing a day, so in such an instance, right, isn't that considered to be relevant regarding even counting? You know, one could raise the following question, according to the view of Halachos Gedolos. If indeed one assumes, like the biur of the Sefer Achinuch and Shinvav, that you know what, this is considered to be one mitzvah with elements, with component parts, so therefore, why is it that a bracha is recited each and every night? If you're going to argue that each night is an independent mitzvah, I understand. But if you're going to maintain that this really is not true at all, and it is considered to be one extended mitzvah, isn't it somewhat surprising that so many brachos indeed are recited every night as a bracha bifnei atzma? Or maybe one could argue the flip, and that is, since we make a bracha every night, maybe that's an indicator that every night is considered to be an independent mitzvah. Where do you see this kasha? This kasha is found in Rishon. If you look in the Sefer HaMachria, in Os Chavtes, the Sefer HaMachria writes this kasha in the name of Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that how can you maintain as the view of Halachos Gedolos, when obviously you make a bracha each and every night? And this kasha also is found in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim here in Eshel Avram, in Siman Taf Peites, Yivkotin Yid Gimel, that isn't the bracha a great indicator that this is considered to be a separate Kiyum HaMitzvah? Perhaps not. Because if you look in the Briskarav, the Chidushi HaGriz, the Menachos, and Daf Samachav, and our Daf, here the Briskarav raises the following issue. And this is also found in Reb Chaim Alashas and Simin Gimel regarding the bracha on mezuzah. You know, I ask you to go ahead and to put up my mezuzah. And you go ahead and do so. Who is fulfilling the mitzvah? Not you. This is my home, and I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah. In terms of the kiyum hamitzvah, it is my kiyum hamitzvah. But if I ask you who's doing the maisa hamitzvah of the kviyas hamezuzah, it is the person who I asked to do so. And who makes the bracha? Who makes the bracha? The one who's koveya the mezuzah. So even though that I'm the one who's fulfilling the mitzvah, that's clear, but apparently you see that the bracha is not on the kiyum hamitzvah. The bracha is on a maisa hamitzvah. Kiyum hamitzvah does not necessarily trigger a bracha. It is maisa hamitzvah. So perhaps one could argue as follows, that even though the Bahag, yes, the kiyum hamitzvah, sfir somer, is tmimos tiyana, and that requires consistency, that requires continuity, that has to be seamless, that has to be gapless, but nonetheless, each night is a standalone maisa hamitzvah, a maisa hamitzvah. Perhaps the kiyum hamitzvah, sfir somer, yes, requires tmimos tiyana, But each night is not a heksha mitzvah. It's not just a dvar reshus. That is a maisa hamitzvah. And the maisa hamitzvah itself can warrant a bracha, even according to Halachos Gedolos. Even if you assume that the kiyum hamitzvah of tmimos tiyana is a single kiyum hamitzvah. And maybe that could answer the kasha of Prima Gadim, the kasha of Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Are there those that assume a chiddush that one could envision a bracha on a kiyum hamitzvah? So if you look in the Magen Avraham in several places, the Magen Avraham assumes a chiddush that a bracha could be recited on a kiyum hamitzvah. The Magen Avraham in Reish Samach Gimel and Sivkat Nir Aleph discusses the following. Let's assume, for example, right? A woman is in a situation where she can't bench licht at the requisite time. Something is happening, let's assume that Erev Shabbos, and she's preoccupied with, and therefore that is questionable. Let's assume, for example, you know, it's a little bit late already, it's late. It's already now ben hashmashos, in which case she cannot light any longer. What exactly is done? Here, the Magen Avraham writes the following, that tomar la'akum lahadlik, that you know what, sometimes others can go ahead and light. If really it's ben hashmashos, and therefore one cannot do so, even though typically speaking, amir la'akum is asur, but nonetheless, amir la'akum, the tzorach mitzvah, ben hashmashos, is mutter. So if it's ben hashmashos, we tell the woman, don't you dare light, but the lighting can be done. I would have argued, okay, the lighting is done without a bracha, without a bracha. But nonetheless, you're still going to have the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. You're still going to have the Ner Daluk B'Shabbos, which is clear. The Rambam, Perkei Efocha Shabbos, Perk Lamed Efocha Shabbos. You'll still have somewhat of a kim of Ner Shabbos. But the halakha is being done al yedei akum. The Magen Avraham writes such a chiddush, the possibility, v'hi tavarech, that she can go ahead and recite a bracha at that particular time. He or she is not doing a ma'isa hamitzvah. And one cannot even invoke any sense of a shlichus. They in shlichus lakum. But nonetheless, if there's a mitzvah of oneg Shabbos, and that means that you have to have a ner which is daluk b'Shabbos, and she sees to it that that indeed is done, in such a case, the Magen Avraham writes the chiddush, that that can be done. Such a striking chiddush. There's another Magen Avraham. The second Magen Avraham is found in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Simen Yotes and Sivkatan Aleph, where the Magen Avraham writes the following. Let's assume, for example, a mezuzah is already affixed before I live in the home. Let's assume, for example, I purchase a home and there are mezuzahs that are there. Let's assume for whatever reason that the mezuzahs were put up. Kodim shiddar besocha. So what exactly do you do when it comes to the bracha? The Magen Avraham writes a striking chiddush that now, kishenichnas lodar besocha, now when you enter the home, mevarech, you make a bracha. Because now, as a dar, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah. That's something which is striking. Now, the mezuzahs are already up, but you're making a bracha now because you are being mekayim the mitzvah. You're being mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. What bracha indeed do you recite? You know, this is a bracha you probably have never heard of if you haven't seen that Magen Avraham in Simen Yotes. The Magen Avraham writes, Asher kedeshana mitzvah v'tzivano, lodor babayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. That's the nusach bracha. The Magen Avraham writes, if you're putting up the mezuzah, likvo mezuzah, I understand, but if for whatever reason that's not the case, but you're fulfilling the mitzvah, such a chiddush, no? But you see the shita say, the Magen Avraham of Ebrachan, kiyum ha-mitzvah, even though it lacks a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. And I'll tell you a third Magen Avraham, in Ochos Pesach, Taflam Adbeiz, Sivkat and Vav, the Magen Avraham is bothered by the following. Let's assume for whatever reason, I cannot perform the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. So, I empower someone else to do so on my behalf. So the Magen Avraham points out that if that really is the case, that I am not the one who's doing the Bedikin Biur, but it's done through someone else, the Magen Avraham writes that it seems from the poskim that Oso Acher Mivarech, that the Bodek is the one who recites the Bracha. And the Magen Avraham says, "Vitzorach iyun, heich yavarech, ein hamitzvah mutelas alav livdok." He's mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah of bedika is his. This is not his home. This is my chiyuv. This is my mitzvah. Maybe Pashut Pshat is as follows: that you know. But what do you mean? My mitzvah. Oh, like Reb Chaim said about one is kovei mezuzah on behalf of another. But the Magen Avraham writes that chiddush, that you can envision a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah. There's a Chilas Rabbi Kaveger in Simen Tes. Rabbi Kaveger writes a similar chiddush to the Magen Avraham, that the bracha mezuzah is on the Kiyum Mitzvah, and that shuv and Rabbi Kaveger is stunning, no? Rabbi Kaveger writes the following. Let's assume, for example, I leave my home. I'm no longer Dar Babayis. I own the home, but the home is in disuse. There Rabbi Kaveger writes the following. You know, when you return, you re-enter, you reoccupy, now you're considered to be the Dar, so maybe you should now recite the bracha. There was a real gap, there was real hefsek, when the home was not being used. And Rabbi Kaveger then, and how long do you have to leave in order to make a bracha on your return, on your return? When you look at the very end of the tshuva, after the ksav yoda of Rabbi Kaveger, he writes the following, achar zman rav, v'ali yodei sefer Birkei Yosef. All of a sudden, no, I see the Birkei Yosef. In the Birkei Yosef, there writes that no, that the bracha requires a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. And lo tiknu bracha rak al shas kviyas ha-mezuzah. Only when you affix the mezuzah, then indeed you recite the bracha. So maybe one could argue as follows, that even if the Bahagur maintained, in terms of kiyam ha-mitzvah, as the Sefer HaChinuch explains, it's considered to be a single, elongated mitzvah. It's seamless, it's gapless. Yeah, that's true in terms of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. But no doubt is an independent Maisa HaMitzvah. Each Maisa HaMitzvah is distinct. Lo Zmano Shel Zeh, Zmano Shel Zeh. And maybe in that case, one could recognize that a brach indeed is recited. If you look in the Rush disagrees with this psak of Halachos Gedolos. The Rush maintains that even if you miss a day, you can certainly continue and count the coming days. Why exactly is that true? Because the Rush writes, Dechol Laila V'Laila Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmahi. Because every night is separate, is distinct, against the view of Halachos Gedolos. So this is one biur in the Bahag, that in terms of Kiyama Mitzvah, that is seamless, that is gapless, it is one. And therefore, if chiser, lailachas, understand that one can no longer continue to count. Maybe there's a very different biur in the view of the halachas gedolos. Rav Soloveitchik maintained the following possibility, that maybe one could argue that even the Bahag agrees that each night is independent. Not only independent in terms of Maisa Mitzvah, independent in terms of Kiyam HaMitzvah. And maybe that's the obvious answer, that why is it that you make a bracha? No, you make a bracha because not only Maisa Mitzvah, there's an independent Kiyam HaMitzvah, a Kiyam HaMitzvah, each and every night. And that warrants a separate bracha. And the problem of the Bahag is only future-oriented. You miss day 30, now what do you do for day 31, 32? But all the 29 nights that you counted certainly is not considered to be a bracha batala. That was not really my mitzvah. That was a kiyum mitzvah. Each night is considered to be its own. And obvious, even if a person anticipates that he's not going to finish, you still count with a bracha. And even that Shulchan Shlomo, it's not because the days that you counted, it's because that Layonim Hadin, that they're unaware of the halacha, they'll make a mistake and continue to count, which is a problem according to the Bahag. But why is it? Why is it that indeed is true? That if you miss a night, you can no longer continue to count if indeed each night is considered to me an independent kiyum. So Soloveitchik answered that perhaps the Bahag, tmimos, means something else. That by definition, counting, minyan, tmimos, that has to be sequential. That has to be uninterrupted. You know, I ask you to go ahead and to count items. So you count, this is the first, second, third, fifth. That's good, 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 good. All of a sudden, for whatever reason, you skip. You know what? It doesn't necessarily throw off the counting until now, but it's going to throw off the sequence, mikana l'haba. So maybe the chiddush, and that's what the Bahag means in terms of tmimos tihyena, is that counting has to be gapless, it has to be seamless, it has to be sequential, and therefore, once you miss a number, therefore, mikana lahaba, you can no longer continue to count, but the nights that you counted are fully, fully intact. That's the chiddush of the Bahag. And that's why the Bahag says that's tmimos tihiyana. Not necessarily mitzvah in terms of the kima mitzvah, but tmimos means that the counting has to be continuous, it has to be sequential, and once you miss a day, mikana lahaba, you can no longer continue to count. Any raya that that's true? Rostovetcher quoted the Shita of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon writes a stunning chiddush. You know, a person misses a day of Svira. He didn't count day 15. What does he do? So Rav Haigon writes something unbelievable. He can continue to count 16 with a bracha. But you know what? He has to acknowledge that es malhaya, yesterday was, and today is. He has to acknowledge that in the Svira. You can't jump from 14 to 16. But if you miss day 15, even though day 15 has come to an end, on day 16, Rav Haigon writes, you can still salvage. You can make up the day that you missed. Now, I'll ask you the following. How do you make up the day that you missed? Yesterday's Svira came to an end. You're mekayim the mitzvah of yesterday's Svira by saying yesterday was 15. That's not a kiyum ha-mitzvah. But you know, Posh of Shad, it maintains the sequence. You're not jumping from 14 to 16. You're saying there was a gap that was uncounted that I'm acknowledging. And that's the chiddush of the view of Rav Haigon. The chiddush of Rav Haigon, in a word, is that even without the kiyum ha-mitzvah, you can maintain the sequence by saying yesterday was and tonight is. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Vav, the Sefer HaChinuch writes the following, Mi sheshachach yom echad, you forgot to count a particular day, yomar emesh hayakach, yesterday was. Yesterday was a chiddush, no? And then you can count tonight with a bracha. How does that acknowledgement work that yesterday was? It's a great chiddush. Rav Haigon the Sefer HaChinuch. But the Chiddush is not to be understood in terms of a Kima Mitzvah. The Chiddush is to be understood in terms of preservation, of the minion, of the sequence, maintaining the continuity in order to go ahead and to count. The Torah quotes in Taf Beit Es, a sheet of Rav Sadia Gaon. You miss a day, you can continue to count. That's true. But Rav Sadia Gaon, there's one exception. There's one exception. The first night. You didn't count the first night. Then you can no longer do so. Rav Soloveitchik understood that view of Rav Sadia Gaon in this light as well. If you're going to argue that, what do you mean? Is it one mitzvah, separate mitzvahs? Why should day one be different than anything else? But if you're going to argue, no, it's a question of the sequential order. So this is a chiddush, Rav Sadia Gaon, no doubt. But you know what? That you can maintain a sequence. You counted 20 days and you're missing 21. There is some sequence that is being preserved. Just because you missed a day, maybe one could argue that, look, there is a sequence. Tonight is 21 and I'll continue. But if the sphere does not even begin to trigger, to begin the sphere, the chiddush of Sadia Gaon, that without day one, that's not an issue of sequence. That the day and the mitzvah is completely lost. And therefore, a chiddush of Rav Sadia Gaon. Now, with this in mind, I'll tell you the following. Oh, another psak of the Bahag. This very Tosus, Samach Vav. Ideally, of course, as we mentioned, we count at night. We count at night. What happens if a person doesn't count at night? So, today isn't Tosus. Do you have a right to count during the day? So Tosus quotes the Bahag that if lo sofer balayla yisfor biyom, okay. And Tosus disagrees, maintains that's not true, that counting is at night, and you cannot go ahead and count during the day. You cannot count during the day. Oh, what exactly is the biur of the Shita Halachos Gedolos that if lo sofer balayla Yisprobiyon. What exactly is that bina? So maybe one could argue very simply, very, very simply, that you know what? It's true. We want as much of the day to be counted, and the day begins at night. So therefore, ideally, we count at night. But you know what? If for whatever reason, it's a little bit late, it's 11 o'clock at night, and you know what? You didn't count yet. I'm going to tell you to count with a bracha. No, because you missed the first few hours. Okay. Let's say you missed the entire night, but it's still that day. So the Baha'u would argue, maybe Sfira B'Layla is not Nikuva. So if you miss counting at night, you can pick up and you can count during the day, during the day. Maybe that's simply the view of Halachos Gadolos. So I'll tell you a very, very great Chiddush. Rosh Leishik would point to the Tosus in Megillah and Dav Chaf and Beis, because there the Tosus in Megillah and Chaf writes the following. What do? La Halacha Tav Peites. You didn't count at night, you count during the day, but you count without a bracha. If I ask you, why do you count without a bracha? Why do you count without a bracha? So seemingly, the answer is as follows. Well, look, Tosus writes, don't count. The Bahag writes that you can count. So how do you finish this machlokas, Tosus and the Bahag? Maybe the answer is very simply. So I'll count, because the Bahag says you should count. But Safek, brachas lahakil, I'm not going to make a bracha because of the shita of Tosus. I'm not going to make a bracha because of the shita of Tosus. So counting bayom without a bracha is a pshara between the Bahag and Tosus because of Safek, Safek brachas lahakil. So I'll tell you something stunning. Look in the Tosus Megillah Dav Chaf Amud Beis. Tosus quotes the shita of Halachos Gadolos. Mi sheshachach levarich balayla, you didn't count at night, yimne lemacharas below bracha. You count during the day without a bracha. That's shocking, no? Tosfos cites the shita of Halachos Gadolos that if you don't count at night, you count during the day without a bracha. You count during the day without a bracha. That's not a pshara. The Poshim Shat, we understood, according to the Mahag, count with the bracha. According to Tosus, don't count. So, lehalacha, safek brachas lahakel. That's not how Tosus presents the Bahag. Even the Bahag would not want you to recite a bracha. Even the Bahag would maintain that the Sfira Bayom is b'li bracha. How do you understand that? If Laila is li'kuva, don't count. And if Laila is l'chadchila, recite a bracha. How do you understand the Shita of Halachas Gadolos? That lo safra balayla, Yisra Bayom, but Beli Bracha. How do you understand that? Oh, Rav Soloveitchik explained. No, that's exactly it. That's exactly the point. What was the Chiddush of Rav Haigo? You missed a day. You know, that's a problem. But you can salvage. You can make up that by acknowledging that yesterday was. Emeshaya. Whoa. What exactly is the Chiddush of Rav Haigo? That even though the day is gone, but I can still preserve the minion of Sira tomorrow by saying, oh, yesterday was. We don't assume that way, Lahalach. You missed the day in its entirety. The day is gone. You can no longer count that particular day. Oh, but I'll tell you, we'll be moda b'mitzas to Rav Haigon, to the Shita of the Sefer Achinach. Let's say the day is not gone. It's no longer Laila, but it's still... it's still Yom. It's still Yom. It's still the day. It's still the 15th, the 16th day. Oh, so I'll tell you a Chiddush. If it's still that day can be counted not as the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. The mitzvah is Tmimos Mostiana. But that day can be counted to preserve the sequence to allow you to continue to account with a bracha. The preservation of the minyan does not require the mitzvah of Sfira Somer Balayla. The preservation of the minyan can be on that day. Not the next day, like Rav Haigon, but on that day. And that's the sheet of Halachos Gadolos. And here I'll tell you the following Chiddush, that this is the Bahag L'shita say. The Bahag who assumes that if you miss a day entirely, you can no longer continue to count, that's because of this problem of minyan, the preservation of the sequence of counting. But the Bahag writes, that's only if a day is missed in its entirety. a Sfira Bayom, although it's not the mitzvah of Sfira Somer, is meaningful to secure the preservation of the minyan, to allow you to continue to count the next night with a bracha. If that's true, if I ask the Bahag, you're letting me count during the day with a bracha or without a bracha? You know what the answer would be? Without a bracha. Tosas Megillah Daf Chav. Even the Bahag would not want you to recite a bracha, because that's not the mitzvah of. But you know what? That's the preservation of the minyan, and therefore no bracha is recited on the sphere which is beyond. This is a Bahag l'shitase. So I'll tell you a chiddush. If this really is true, that this is the Bahag l'shitase, this psak halacha, tav peites, this psak halacha, that if a person did not count at night, but he counted during the day without a bracha, he can continue to count the next night with a bracha. Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? This is based on a Truma Sedeshin, Siman Lamazayin. Why exactly is this true? So that I would tell you know what the classic biur is? That you know what? This already is a sfeik sfeik. This is already a sfeik sfeik. Because look, you know what? Maybe the Sfira Bayom was a meaningful Sfira. And therefore, I can certainly continue to count the next night with a bracha. And even if you argue that that's not true, the Sfira Bayom is zero, yeah, but maybe even if you miss a day entirely, you can still continue to count. So therefore, the Psak Halacha, right? Tav Pei Tes, the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Mem Hei, that says, you know what, that if you didn't count during the night, but you counted during the day, the next night with a bracha, is midin sfeik sfeik. It's midin sfeik sfeik. Wow. Maybe that's true. Is that a chiddush? Yeah, I'll tell you that's a chiddush. Because we know there's a principle of sfeik brachos. Lahakel? That's true? What about a sfeik sfeika? Is it really so obvious that if it's a sfeik sfeika, you recite a bracha? Is that really the case? Sfeik brachos lahakel is only when there is one sfeik. But if there are multiple sfeikos, on that you recite a bracha. Seemingly, if you're going to explain this psak in that way, that will be the chiddush. That sfeik brachos lahakel, a single sfeik. You know what? But if there are multiple sfeikos, a sfeik sfeik already, I have so many possibilities that a bracha could be recited. So go ahead and recite a bracha. Is this so obvious? Here, I'll give you some Ramakamos. I won't tell you a teretz. I'll give you some Ramakamos. I want you to think about this. No, be in touch with me. What's the psak of Mishnah Berurah when it comes to sfeik sfeik, when it comes to hilchos brachas? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in two places, in Tav Pei Tes and Sfiras Omer, that a bracha could be recited. The Mishnah Berurah writes this in Tav Pei Tes, in Siv Ches, what happens if I have a suffix? I don't know. I can't remember whether I counted yesterday. So that's what the Mechaber writes, that Yispor Shar Yom in the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siv Kot Namen Ches. Sfeik Seika. Maybe it did count. And even if you missed, Tosa Sushita, you miss, you can still continue to count. That's one Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Named Ches. The second Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Memhei, that you have a Sfira Bayom. A Sfeik Sfeika. Maybe that's a good Sfira, the Bahag, and if it's not, the Shita of Tosos. I'll tell you a third case of Mishnah Berurah. Now, this is found in Ilchos Tzitzis, in Simen Yurches, in Sifkat Nazayin. You know what? It's Ben Hashmashos. And I don a beggar of Dal Kamfos with Tzitzis. You make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah, it's a chiddush. That maybe a bracha is recited because it's fake sfeika. Why? Because one safek is Ben Hashmashos, is a safek yom safek laila. And therefore, if it's yom, you're obligated to recite a bracha. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes another safek, the sheet of the Rash, that exus yom. Balayla is chayiv in tzitzis. So number one, maybe it's day. And even if you'll tell me it's night, but the Rosh writes, you recite a bracha nechsus yom balayla. Oh, so we didn't sveika to recite a bracha. Wow. I'll tell you a fourth Mishnah Berurah now. Here, when it comes to Dalet Minim, Tav Reish Mem Ches, Sifkatan Yud Dalet, Mishnah Berurah writes the following. I have an Esrog. An Esrog was pierced with a needle. But guess what? It didn't go through and through. The needle didn't go out the other side of the Esrog. It was Nikev B'machat, but Eino Mufulosh Mitzad Litzad. Can I make a bracha on that Esrog? Mishubah writes that yes. Because maybe the psul is only if it's Mufulosh Mitzad Litzad. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes the following, and even if you assume not that way, maybe the only psul is a nekev sheish bo chisaron, where an esrog is pierced, and you know what? Now there's something lacking. There's chaser, but not true when it comes to a machat. So Mishnah Berurah writes, maybe a machat does not passel esrog, and maybe number two, that in order to passel, you need mefulash mitzad tzad. And therefore, because of these two tzadim, you go ahead and make a bracha. Oh, that's a fourth case. So Mishnah Berurah writes that you make a bracha and a sfeika sfeika. And what's my kasha? Oh, the kasha is the following. Hilchos brachos. Mishnah Berurah, reish tezvav, sifkat nchav. A person eats. And he eats a birya. He eats an entire entity. He eats an entire grape. He eats an entire zayas. And you know what? I ask, was that a shir? Was that a kazayas or was it not? Mishnah Berurah writes safek. Achol birya, safek kazayas. Do you make a bracha achrona? What's the issue? Well, if it's a kazayas, yes. If it's less than a kazayas, no, that's a safek. Ooh, but isn't there another safek? Yerushalmi. Where the Yerushalmi writes that birya, if it's a complete entity, that requires, that triggers a bracha achrona. Imagine a person eats, right, an insect. That's usur typically, no? Is that a shir? So when the Torah says don't eat an ant, it means don't eat thousands of ants. It's a shir v'kazayis. No, if it's a birya, davar shalem, you're going to be chayiv even if it's less than a kazayis. Ooh, the Yerushalmi, is that also true when it comes to bracha achrona? If you eat a complete unit, pachos mikishu, you have to make a bracha achrona. That's why Boshav Shat, no, don't eat. If you're going to eat raisins, eat a lot of raisins. You're going to eat a grape, eat many grapes. Don't just eat one. Because if you'll tell me it's pachos mikishu, but Yerushalmi, you have to make a bracha because it's a davar shalem, it's a birya. And Usm Mishnah writes the following, I ate a birya, which is safek kazayis. There's a sfeik sfeika. Maybe birya is chayva bracha. Maybe it was a kazayis, even though that's not true. Guess what the Mishnah Berurah writes? Eino mavarech. Eino mavarech. You ready for that? Eino mavarech. Eino mavarech. Wow. Astira, no? Four against one. I'm not going to answer that now. I want you to think about it now and be in touch with me. How do you resolve that stira? But for our purpose, it's not at all so obvious that safek brachos lahakel is only when you have a single safek. But if it's fake sveika, then indeed you make a bracha. This is a din in chayadim in klal hay. That's the source of this Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Brachos. Wow. So if that really is true, so what exactly is our psak in Tafei Tes? That if you didn't count at night, but you count during the day, the next day you can count with a bracha. Oh, so Soloveitchik said the following. You know what? This is not based on Sveik Sveika. This is not Sveik Sveika. Not only is it not Sveik Sveika, it's Lushitase. The Bahag assumes that if you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count. Why? Because you've broken the sequence. Minyan. Counting has to be sequential. So you know what the Bahag says? The following Chiddush. That's true if the day is missed. It's Eino Safur. But you know what a Sfira Beyom would accomplish? A Sfira Beyom would accomplish? It's not a mitzvah, but it maintains the continuity to allow you to count in the future with a bracha. Not midin sveik sveika, midin vadai, vadai. That's the shita of halachos gedolos. And that's why the Bahag maintains that you can count tomorrow with a bracha, but the sfira b'yom is without a bracha. Rav Soloveitchik once suggested, and this is found in the Har Tzvi, in our Chaim Chelek Beis, Siman Ayin Vav, you know that whole din we alluded to earlier, the case of a katan, who's been counting religiously sfira every night, now he's a bar mitzvah. So 3 days in Achronim, what should he do? Extreme shitas. Either you can no longer count, because that which you did up until now was just chinuch, you weren't a bar chiyuva. Or maybe one could argue the opposite possibility, that now you can count with a bracha because your chiyuv begins tonight, even though you missed all the nights up until now. Or, right, or psak lahalacha. No. That minchas chinuch, shin vav. As long as you counted each night the katnuso, you can still pick up and count. Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? So maybe one could assess this psak in terms of the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. That look, sfira somer, rover shonim isum, is a mitzvah derabanan, and a katan is a bar chiyuv derabanan in the mitzvah of sfira somer, and therefore the sfira that he counted as a katan that registers to allow him to continue to count, because there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah, maybe even a chiyuv drabanan for the katan to count. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, this is found in the Har Tzvi as well, that even without that, even without this whole assessment of whether sfira is daraisa, sfira is drabanan, is a katan a bar chiyuva, is it a parental obligation, even without the whole lomdus, but very, very simply, very, very simply, if the reason the Bahag argues that if you miss a day you can't continue to count is because you have to preserve the minyan, the sequence, the continuity. And what was the chiddush of the Bahag? Counting during the day. That even though counting during the day is not a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, Baharaya, the Bahag says, no bracha, Tosus Megillah Davchav, you don't need the mitzvah to maintain the sequence. So maybe one could argue the same thing when it comes to a katan. Even if a katan is not a bar chiyuva whatsoever. But does that mean that the sequence of the sphere was disrupted? The counting was not sequential. The counting had a gap. The counting was that which lacks, not necessarily. Maybe one could argue that it's no different than a sphere of beyond. And that's why a katan who counted the katanuso can now count with the brach after his bar mitzvah as well. And perhaps this is relevant for another case as well. That Har Tzvi, the Tzitz Eliezer, and Chelek Yedalit Simenon Hey, that picks up on a dion in the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda is found in Simen Chav Zayin. Rachman Litzlan, a person is an onain during the time of Sfira. And Ba'aninus, he's not allowed to perform a mitzvah. So typically speaking, you know what that would mean. So if the kfur is in the afternoon, he doesn't daven shachar, he says daven mincha. But if the kfur is going to be the next day, what happened with sfira? You're going to argue that what? That so don't count. But letting the day go by without any count, that's going to impact on all the coming days. Is that really true? That an onin does not count? And therefore that's it, you're done. And he can no longer now count with a bracha. Or is there a way that ba'aninus, that indeed, can be salvaged? See, Rav Soloveitchik suggested that diyun, that, well, this halachas gadolos, that counting even without the kiyum ha-mitzvah will allow preservation of the minyan. And therefore, even if an onin is pater min ha-mitzvah, but the sphere of the onin would be meaningful to preserve the minyan without the kiyum mitzvah. Let's assume the onin were to count bayom, a sphere without the kiyum mitzvah, but the preservation of minyan that will allow him now to continue to count. La'achar ha'kfura. That's not a shava shabahem of all of these cases, is that the preservation of minyan does not necessarily require the mitzvah, the chiyuv, of Sfiras HaOmer. Because that's the Diyun, that's the Rav Halachos Gedolos. Every day being an independent mitzvah, but nonetheless, right, preservation of minyan dictates that you can't just pick up when a day is missed in its entirety, but that does not require a sfira, a laila, with a bracha. I would just add in the realm of hashkafa that, you know, the key, the operative word when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is tmimus tehiyah. The shita of the Bahag we've been discussing, tosus shita. It's not enough to come by laila, but betchilas halaila. The diyun in Tavtzari Dalet, Taz and Magen Avram. Is there a problem beginning Shavuos early? Because after all, if you begin Shavuos early, so in such a case, the sfira has been cut short. Clearly, perhaps the most profound concept of Sfiras HaOmer is the notion of tmimus tehiyah. And it's not surprising, because the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is to ready yourself for Kabbalah Satar. As the Ramban writes in Parshas Emor, to bridge that gap between Pesach and Shavuos. And here I will tell you an important Musar Haskil in terms of Hachana for Kabbalah Satar and in terms of Limud HaTorah. And that is that it's essential that tmimus tehiyah, that it has to be something that's seamless, that's gapless, that's incessant, that's continual, that's continuous. It can't be something that is in and out, something that is disrupted. How can that possibly be? The Chazon Ish writes that, you know, you can't compare a person who learns an hour and breaks and then learns an hour to a person who learns for 2 hours. You know, if you break, if there's a hefsek, the continuity is missing. And maybe it's true that some total there's 2 hours of learning, but interrupted learning will not create the same effectiveness, the same hashpa. You know, imagine, for example, the mashal of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that now that you ask me that I have a pot of cold water, how long does it take to boil? And I tell you, 15 minutes. So tell me, you know what? It was on the fire for 15 minutes, but it's not even warm. So I kind of ask, what exactly did you do? You know what the answer is? You put it on the fire for a few minutes, and then you took it off. And then you put it back for a few minutes, and then you took it off again. Sum total. Yeah, it's true. The pot was on the ash for 15 minutes. But unless it's something that is gapless, seamless, continuous, it's not going to accomplish that goal. And that's true when it comes to the broader Asik Torah, and that certainly is true when it comes to Talmud Torah itself. You know, the Rambam stresses in Perek Gimel Lech Yud Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah that mi sharatza lizkos bekeser Torah. You have an opportunity to be able to wear the crown of the Torah Hashem. The Rambam, the very end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. You know that you have to be from a certain sheva to do avoda and to be a melech. But not true when it comes to Torah Hashem, lo sheva levi bovad. But a keser Torah. Rav Aaron Kotler used to just argue as well, a keser Torah. Imagine that the king is wearing his crown. But you know what? There are thousands of jewels that adorn the crown. But imagine that one jewel is missing. You know, that's not a royal crown. You can have 1,000 diamonds, you know, but if there's a setting which is absolutely empty, it impairs the whole splendor, the beauty, the royal character of that crown itself. So if you have a gap, you have something that's missing, obviously it's not the same when it comes to Avodah Hashem. And therefore, it's not only each juncture, but holistically. You know, the Torah tells us in Devarim in Perek Yudches, the tamim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha, that Avodas Hashem requires a sense of tmimus. The Ramban writes, this is a mitzvah sasei d'araisa. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Hosafos, in Mitzvah Ches, why doesn't the Rambam count this? Tamim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha. You know what the Ramban suggests according to the Rambam? This isn't a mitzvah. Tamim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha. This is a hashkafas achayim. Now, this is a mindset. This is true when it comes to every aspect of avodas Hashem. That it has to be done with tmimus. And part of the tmimus means not only a sense of purity, but in terms like sfiras omer, it has to be done incessantly. It has to be done continuously. You have to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu perpetually. And that is why that the operative principle of sfiras omer is tmimus tiyana, because the essence of sfiras omer is to bridge that gap, to prepare yourself for Mamar Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satorah. Just one last Ramakom that they often mention. Now, if you look in the Hagdamas HaKosev, Ten Yaakov, it quotes a Midrash, the sheet of Shimon ben Pazi, that the Klal Gadol B'Torah, the Klal Gadol B'Torah, is not the Kriya Shema, it's not the Avta L'Recha Kamocha, those are two other deos in that Midrash. But Shimon Pazi says the Klal Gadol B'Torah is the Karban Tamid. Carbon tamid as being the klal gadol b'Torah, and I will tell you that's the answer. The continuous day-to-day avodas Hashem, the day-to-day avodas Hashem, the daily avoda of seamlessness in esek b'Torah, in ritzi of tefillah, that sense of absolute hasmada atzuma. That's something which is critical. And therefore, you understand very well that if the essence of Sphere is to bridge that gap, to ready yourself for Kabbalah Sator itself, why indeed it is that the Torah on so many levels emphasizes that Tmimos Tiyana, that holistic concept of Sphere is critical, not only for this mitzvah, but for the entirety of Avodas Hashem.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you.
Any questions, feel free.